Forsyth County Representative Jeff Zinger. Mr. Zinger, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
All right. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Why did you get behind this bill initially?
Well, you know, we actually thought about this bill last session, and we started looking into it. And the reason we got on the bill is actually twofold. One, predators. You know, social media is a number one tool of predators to come after our children. In fact, the Child Crime and Safety Center estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, targeting kids between 12 and 15. And so one was to try to take a tool away from predators. Number two, if you look at all of the studies on what social media does to kids, there's nobody that'll tell you that it's a good thing. In fact, it says that spending 3 hours or more on social media doubles the risk of anxiety and depression. 33% of girls 11 to 15 feel addicted to social media. So the more we looked at it, there were just a lot of great reasons why we should be in the best interest of our kids to be able to keep them off of that. The other thing is, I raised four kids, and we fought the battle of the screen. And it is, for all the parents out there listening, they know it is a battle royale. And so what I wanted to do was just be a backstop for mom and dads, you know, so that they've got some reinforcement to what they want to try to do. You know, it kind of takes away that everybody else is doing it kind of argument, and it's in the best interest of children.
I'm curious what response you've heard at all from any of the social media companies to this potential legislation.
I have not heard a tremendous amount from the social media companies. I've heard from other online folks that are afraid they're going to get called a social media company. But we have we've worked with all of them and looked over the bill, and I've actually changed some language on a little bit of it here and there to try to help them feel a little comfortable. Some of them I just said, before we go any further, you're going to have to draw me the connection between social media and what you're doing, because in my mind, and I may be wrong, it doesn't match. And some folks just kind of went away when I said that. So it hasn't been what I expected. What's been really incredible is the response from parents. I mean, all across the spectrum, all across the state, every walk of life, you know, absolutely thrilled that we put this bill forward.
You know, we talk a lot about screen time as it relates to social media. Are there other things you can do with this bill, or just with laws in general, to limit screen time, not just involving social media?
No, I think, you know, at some point, you know, parents have to be parents.
Sure.
It's a really tough battle. You know, I think, in my personal opinion and from my experience with my kids, you know, kids need to be not in front of screens. They need to be outside. Go build forts. Go ride your bikes. Ride your skateboards. You know, do whatever. But they need to be out being kids. And, you know, screen time, what I saw, robs kids of their imagination. And they don't need to have an imagination. All they need to have is an iPad.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go on.
Now, under this bill, I'm curious, would there be any sort of penalties for any social media company that allows a child 13, 14, 15 to create an account?
Well, what it does is they have to have parental permission from their parents to do it between 14 and 16, and it's up to the providers to figure out the best way to do that. There's all kinds of things on the internet that require parents' permission or they're banned because of age, so that shouldn't be new ground. It should just be applied in a different area. Really, the penalties, it's kind of set up to be a self-regulating kind of law. In other words, there are penalties and actionable things that the parents can do should that become a big issue. And so that's what really, you know, it's not as much that we're going to have the state running around making sure kids aren't on it. It's out there. It's up to the social media folks to step up. They can do it. Listen, they can target their advertising so acutely to who's online. They know who the people who is online, so they can do it. This is just asking them to step up. If they don't, you know, there is, should anything happen, and social media should be the vehicle that was used, there is actionable things in this bill that the parents can do to go after the social media for not regulating it.
Well, what do you say to those ACLU representatives that said this week the bill would deny children access to information and might infringe on their First Amendment rights?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I would shoot right back at the ACLU and say, so if that's true, then would the ACLU, Is it the ACLU's view that age restrictions on guns for children is unconstitutional?
What's the biggest thing, Representative, you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
I want parents, moms and dads to know this bill's for you. This is to help you. We are with you. I understand the battle, and we value your kids just like you do, and we want to keep predators away from them. If there's anything else we can do to help you, just please reach out and hang in there. It's worth it. You'll get through it, and it's awesome on the other side.
North Carolina Representative Jeff Zenger. Mr. Representative, really appreciate the time and the candor this morning. Hope we get a chance to talk again in the future.
Hey, thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too.